Pre-Tzaddik, Hachana for Purim, Tavshin Ayin Hay. A couple of years ago, my first year in YU, I sat with a bunch of Chevra in the days leading up to Purim. I just got back from Eretz Yisrael. And I wouldn't call it a shir, it was more of a chabura, some Chevra sitting together talking about our struggles with Purim. And I think in general, people have a struggle when it comes to trying to attach oneself and to capture a zman that's as elevated as Purim. It's true about all Yom Tovim. A person comes to Pesach and he makes all the hachanas, and a person comes to Shavuos, a person comes to Sukkot, Yom Noram. A person comes to a Shabbos and a person wants to get something out of the Shabbos. You want to feel like Shabbos did something for me, and I got something from the experience. And Befrat, I think when it comes to Purim, there's this very intense feeling of I have to get something out of Purim. I have to maximize the opportunity of Purim. And what that means is I need to be at the best Suda, and it means I need to be at the best, you know, Purim Chagiga, and I need to be at the best Minyan, and I need to be at the best Chevra, and there's a feeling of I want it all on Purim. That's a very good and powerful feeling, and that longing of Kol HaPoshet Yad Nosim Lo, where a person extends his hand and wants to take more and more from Purim, that's a very chashuv thing. Rav Tzaduk says, a person sometimes loses sight of the essence of Purim. You get so caught up in the outer trappings of Purim that a person fails to realize what Purim is really all about. Okay, today we're going to talk about the Tzumo Shel Yom, the essence of Purim, something that requires really no achana, something that obviously we're mekayim with the sense of Ad Lo Yada. And with that we learn Rav Tzaduk's first piece, his first entry in the Prit Tzaddik on Purim, Os Aleph. Megillah Nikris. Now the question he asks right off the bat should resonate with us because it's our Masechta. What do I mean it's our Masechta? V'hikshet B'turei Evin. He quotes from the Turei Evin. Who's the Turei Evin? We had it on Sunday, come on, Rabbi Say, who's the Turei Evin? Turei Evin's the writings on Shas from who? From the Shagas Ari. So the Shagas Ari in his Turei Evin, he asked, Amai lo tani koren es ha-Megillah? Why does it say Megillah Nikres? Why doesn't it say koren es ha-Megillah? Why am I saying that's our Masechta? Why does it say Besula Nises? Why doesn't it say Nosin es ha-Besula? That's our Sazer's question. The truth is, the Turei Evin is not the first one to ask this question. In fact, I didn't get a chance to look it up inside, but I remember from years past that the Ritva asked this question. Why does it start with the passive, Megillah Nikres, instead of the more active, Koyrin as a Megillah, Be'er Aleph, Yud Beis, V'chulu. Ki'odet Nam B'Perek Beis. The truth is, in the second parak of Megillah, it says, Ein Koyrin as a Megillah. It puts it from the perspective of the one who's going to be the reader. Not so much the passive, the Megillah is read. The Megillah is passively read. It shall be read. Why does it say Nizkarim V'Nasim? These days almost on their own shall be remembered. These days on their own shall happen, shall take place. Why doesn't it say that you, the Jewish people in the future, will make an effort to actively remember them and to perform the mitzvah sayom? It's referring to the future. In the east of the Medrash. So Rav Tzaddik introduces us to a famous Medrash. The Medrash in Mishlei records Shekol Moadim Yubetelin V'Yemei Purim Lo Yiniftal Na'ol. That Lasid Lavo, all of the Yom Tovim are going to cease to exist. We'll have to see what that means. But Purim will shine on forever. Shenemar V'Yemei Purim Eila Lo Yavru Mitochei Hudim V'Zichram Lo Yasuf Mizar. It'll never end. It'll never come to an end. It'll be passed on from generation to generation. Continues the Medrash. Af Yemei Hakipurim. Not only Purim is eternal, but Yom Kippur will also continue to exist beyond what? Beyond this world, into the world beyond. Shenemar, Vaisazos Lachem Chukas Olam. Because Yom Kippur also says Lashon Chukas Olam, it'll be an eternal Yom Tov. So the Rashba has a famous Tshuva, in Tshuvos Tzadi Gimel 93. For initial Azal Rashba, the Rashba says, I don't understand this Medrash Bechlal. Shibavadayaf kutza shal yud min haTorah lo yivatal la'asid ve'yichivat lo amoados. The Torah, by definition, the word Torah means an eternal teaching. We'll talk in Ritz Hashem on Sunday, the difference between Torah and Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah means something, Nevi'im Ksuvim, it's not permanent. Torah, by definition, Torah means something that is an eternal teaching. So, says the Rashba, even the kutza shal yud, The finest point on top of a single letter of the Torah will not be changed, lost in lavo. So what does it mean that Torah will be batal in the future, the Mo'adim will be batal in the future? How can you say such a thing? That only Purim is going to exist, only Yom Kippur is going to continue to exist? Kosha, And imagine if you'll say that somehow there could be a mitzias, that the holidays are going to be batal in the future. If the holidays, which are the Arayis, are going to be batal, so certainly Purim. Purim is just something the rabbis made up. Divrei Kabbalah was added in a much later time. How could it be that the holidays of the Torah, the Yom Tovim of the Torah, our batal, and somehow Purim lives on? How could such a thing be? And the fact that the Medrash brings is a proof that Yom Kippur is not going to be batal. The pasuk of Chukas Olam, so says the Rashba, I can show you other Chukas Olams in the Torah. If you're telling me Chukas Olam indicates that it's going to be permanent, what about Pesach? Hagam bePesach ksiv Chukas Olam tichaguhu. Pesach will also be celebrated, Chukas Olam. Ushmartem v'gomer l'dorasechem Chukas Olam. So Pesach is also eternal. So why is Pesach batel lasid lavo and Yom Kippur is not? So explains the Rashba. Mefarish Rashba. Shuav tochel Yisrael she'af bizman ha'gezira she'yivat lo amadus. Says the Rashba, the Torah was giving, the Medrash is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a promise to Klal Yisrael, that there's going to be times in Jewish history where various holidays are going to be made batel. Forget when Mashiach comes. La'asa just means in any point beyond this point. That at some point in the future, there's going to be a Nazi machshavah like Hitler, who's going to come and take away the Jews from being Mekayim, Sukkis, and Pesach, and Shavuos. But says the Medrash, explains the Rashba, but Purim can never be taken away from the Jewish people. And Yom Kippur can never be taken away from the Jewish people. Pasuk says in Eicha, Shenemar, Shikach, Hashem B'Tzion, Moed V'Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shikach, Hashem B'Tzion, Hashem will cause a form of Shechacha to Moed and Shabbos, that Yom Tovim, that Shabbos can be sometimes forgotten. We call Makom Yemei Purim Lo Yivaklu V'Hu Avtocha. The Medrash is giving us a promise that Purim, nothing can stop Purim. No Nazi and no evil regime can ever take away Purim from the Jewish people. Now, we need to understand, but that's not true. Not everyone in the concentration camp had a Megillah. And not everyone in the concentration camp was able to fast on Yom Kippur. So what does it mean? What was this Avtocha? Right? We've seen it play out in history. Is it true? Is this Avtocha? Does it come true that Purim is never taken away from the Jewish people? You tell me, they took away our shofar, they took away our lulav, they took away our Megillah. We didn't have a Shloach Manos, we didn't remember Kaim and Tanos Legon. What does it mean that Purim can never be taken away? V'chein Yom HaKippurim V'haisa, like it says in the pasuk, it's Chukas Olam Havtacha Shtiyeh L'Chukas Olam Shayom Yichaper Afilu Lo Yishmeru. Now it's like starting to explain that what? That Yom Kippur, the promise of Yom Kippur, the Havtacha of Yom Kippur never being taken away, is that what? That Yom Kippur has a koach to be Mechaper even if a person doesn't guard Yom HaKippurim. Explains Rav Tzadok four lines from the bottom, behind him. Shebevada b'shosh shiachrichu Yisrael levatel moed v'shabbos. Certainly it's going to be true, and we know it to be historically true, that there were times in our history where the moed was taken away and the Shabbos was taken away, and those same Rishon who took away Shabbos and moed from us, lo yanichem l'kayim gam mitzvos Yom HaKippurim. They took away Yom Kippur from us, and they took away Purim from us. Rak the Osi command the Amr Ditzu Moshe Yom Mechaper. But we know from the Gemara Yom Peh, hey, Shitas Rebbe, Rabbi Huda Nasi, that on Yom Kippur, says Rabbi Huda Nasi, you don't have to do anything. The very essence of the day, the etzem of the day, is Mechaper. Afilu lo esane, velo kar mikroi kodesh. The Gemara again, Rebbe's Shita. In Yom HaPehei, Rav Tzadok here references Shavuos Yud Gimel, which is the parallel sugya. V'girsas HaRashba B'Medrash. And the Rashba actually even has a girsa in that Medrash Mishlei that what? That Rebbe is the one who says, Af Yom HaKippurim is not going to be Bata, because it's Rebbe Lishitaso. The Kasav of the Rashba explains, the Asi Rebbe Kadaite. It's Rebbe Lishitaso, the same Rebbe, Maseches Yom, Maseches Shavuos. Tells us that what? That Yom Kippur inherently is cleansing. Itzumo shel Yom is Mechaper. Is the same one who tells us in the Medrash. And therefore, there's a promise that Yom Kippur can never be taken away. Because the essence of the day can't be taken away by any Russia in the world. The Yom Kippur Mechaper af al she'inan shavim. The Yom Kippur cleanses, it heals, even to a person who doesn't do tshuva. About Chukas Olam the Pesach. What about our question? We also have Chukas Olam by Pesach. It's different. Why? It's an azharahu. It's a command to a person. Kalashon tichaguhu. Chukas olam tichagu. It's asking you to do something. So it's true, there is an eternal quality to Pesach, but it demands a certain action. Pesach, Yom Kippur, on the other hand, requires nothing. Ushmartim l'dor seichem. Pesach requires a certain guarding. V'lo avtacha. But it's not a promise, says the Rashba Ayin Shah. So now we've explained the secret of Yom Kippur. How Yom Kippur can never be taken away. But what about Purim? How does this tie into Purim? So it's obvious what Rav Tzaddik is going to say, but he says it in such a beautiful way. We're in the left-hand column in the seventh line. Aval adayin kasha shebepurim gan kein b'shas gezeira b'vadei lo anichu l'kayim mitzvasa b'kriyas megillah u'mishter b'shalach manos u'vataros avion. That in times of the gezeiras of the Rishon, we're not going to be able to do the mitzvah hayom. U'mazav tacha shalivatul olam. So what in fact is the promise that Purim will also be forever? If I don't have a silly costume to dress up in, what kind of Purim is that? Aval inyan hu dichsev lios osim es yom arba asar ves yom chamisha asar bo kayyam masher nachu vegomer v'chein lamalek tziv osim es yom arba asar vegomer simcha vegomer v'im ha-bachu v'ra mitzvos hano ha-gos b'purim ha-velei lichtov osim bi yom arba asar simcha vegomer. Says Rav Tzaddik, what does the pasuk say? Osim, we make the 14th and the 15th. Says Rav Tzaddik, we don't make the 14th and the 15th. The 14th and the 15th exist. What we create is what? Osim biyom arba'asar. We do the following things on the 14th and on the 15th. Why is the lashon of the Megillah osim es yom arba'asar? That we create the day. Achin perish akosuf. Dimizman haneis ksiv v'noach ma'ivein. At the time of the miracle when we defeated the Malek, it says that we came to a place of naicha, a place of rest. Menucha, the ikar anaycha who may oyev hayadua shua yetsar hara, and the main thing that we're all trying to finally get a break from, to be able to relax a little and to let down our guard a little bit without feeling that we're going to be spiritually destroyed, of course, is the ultimate enemy, the yetsar. Kamosha darshu beritos Hashem darche ish gam oyvav yashlim ito. Explains the Medrash Bereishis Rabbah that Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara is the oyev of a person who we're all trying to finally get a little menucha from. Like the Gemara says in Sukkot and Beis, Shlomo Karu Sone. The one who hates us more than anyone is the Yitzhara. And this is what we're really fighting against. To uproot, to dig out that any bit of a Malik, any bit of Yitzhara that's penetrated into the hearts of man. Kamosha Amr, like it says in Zohar Kadosh, V'zochin lahanaycha v'amenucha me'yitzhara. To come to a state of menucha from the Yitzhara. To defeat an Amalek and to come to a nachu, that the Yehudim are able to be nachu me'oyveha. V'yinevi mechias Amalek Isa. The Medrash says that when the Jewish people thought about the responsibility to destroy Amalek, they were so thoroughly overwhelmed by that. Amar Yisrael, Ribono Sha'ola, Ein Anu Yecholin Ba. We'll never be able to defeat Amalek. I'll never be able to uproot every bit of Yetzirah in my heart. Amar Lev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tiyu Atem Azkirim Shmo Milamata, Vani Mochek Shmo Milamala. You just mention it. You just show me that you're still aware of the responsibility to try to uproot Amalek. I know you don't have the natural ability to do so. But just show me that you're still thinking about it. And through that Haskara Milamata, Hashem says, I will erase him Milamala. I will battle against the Malik. V'yidei Haskara Delamata Nasa Mechia Yidei Hashem Yisparach. V'chein HaManucha Me'ayet Zahara Kalach HaMalik, says Rav Tzaddik, two lines at the bottom. To defeat a Malik, which is the embodiment, the Yitzhar, which is the embodiment of a Malik. Nasa Gamkin HaYidei Hashem Yisparach. You can't do it on your own. You'll never defeat the Yitzhar on your own. Kosha Namra, like the Gemara explains in Sukkah, Hashem Lo Yazvenu B'yaldo. Pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Gimel says, Hashem will not abandon you in His hand. Turn the page. The Omale Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sheozer Lanu in Yachalo. The Gemara says, if Hakadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't help us, we'd never defeat the Yitzhar. And therefore, what? Raka Adam Tzarech Leishtada B'chol Koch. We have to do whatever we can. We have to at least be zocher. Remember the responsibility that is upon us, and understanding that we can't do everything, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help us. So when we come to Shabbos, Parshas Zachor, this Shabbos, and we think about how am I going to uproot a Malik, it's overwhelming. By mentioning a Malik Milamata, says the Medrash, explains the Tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mochik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu erases a Malik Milamala. And we transform not just the avoda of the day, we transform the days themselves. The days themselves become days of Mechias HaMalik. It doesn't say that the Jews are osim on the 14th and on the 15th. The Jews are osim, they create the 14th and the 15th. Concludes our tzaddik. V'yisa b'tikun ezar tikun chafalaf. Purim is Karais al Shem Yom Kippur. Dasidin lis an gabay. We're going to eventually turn Yom Kippur into a joyous celebration, much like Purim. V'chein omrim b'shem harabanim hakadoshim zechronim l'racha l'chai ha'olam haba. The Purim b'chinas Yom Kippur. That Purim is a b'china of Yom Kippur. And even more than that, nikra Yom Kippurim, haynu kimo Purim. that Yom Kippur is Kimo Purim, it's like Purim. Uve'emes nirvas b'tikune zohar k'nis chileon. This is all already found and hinted to. The Svarim develop it, he says. But it's already found in tikune zohar, where we're underlined. Ukemo b'yom ha'kippurim itzumo shel yom ha'chaper. So it says, it's such a powerful idea. Just like on Yom Kippur, there's avtacha that nothing in the world can take Yom Kippur away from you. It's not possible. Kein yom ha'purim itzumo shel yom osa mechias ha'malek. So too, the essence of Purim itself, the itzumo shel yom, is mechaper. It destroys ha'malek. All you need to do to have a good Purim, says Rav Tzadok, Raka Adam Tzarech Chiyizkor Shayom Yom HaKippurim V'chein Shayom Purim. You just need to be aware of the fact that today is Purim, that today is Yom Kippur. But anything more than that is not necessary. Yitzumo Shayom is Mechaper. V'alzeh Nemer V'ayam Ha'ilu Nizkarim V'nasim B'chol Dor V'dor. Dehainu, Shayomim Nasim Lios Mechias HaMalik Al Yedei Hashem Yisbarach Mo Shamayim. That the days themselves destroy HaMalik. You don't have to destroy HaMalik. You just have to create a day, create a mitzvah of a reality, an awareness that there's still a little malik in my heart, there's still a little malik in the world, and I want to be rid of it. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and do his part, milamala. And then he goes one step further. So at least the zechira is incumbent upon us, right? The responsibility to begin the process has to be with the Nisarus of the Latata, it has to stem from below. It says Rav Tzadok, even that is really all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because what does the pasuk say? Nizkar. Again, in the passive, nizkar, that the days will be remembered. But it always sounds like it happens on its own. You're not creating the zechira, even though that's the part that the Medrash Tanchuma is saying is incumbent upon you. And yet, says Rav Tzadok, sha'af ha'zechira shemazkir shemo milamata. Even the fact that I still have a spirit to fight against Samalik, that I'm aware that I want to be better. Gam ki mitzad Hashem yisparach mamela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that feeling in your heart. Sheshaleach b'lev Yisrael ha'azkara, sheyazkir shemo milamata. That you should at least have an awareness and a desire to uproot the Amalek. Umamela nasim ayamim shiyeva mechias Amalek kaamar uva avtacha v'yemei purim eilu lo yabu mitocha yehudim. And that's this avtacha that's being given to us. Sha'af b'shas ha'gezerah. That even in the most difficult times in Jewish history, she'achrichu chasech alilas Yisrael levata moed v'shabbos. That we were forced against our will to not keep Shabbos and to not keep the Moadim. And those same, again, Rasham who stop us from doing those mitzvahs take away our Purim. And yet, Purim can never be taken away. Because Purim doesn't have to be created by you. Purim is Yitzumo Shel Yom Mechaper.
Even
if you don't fast on Yom Kippur, says Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Yitzumo Shel Yom is Mechaper. Velo karu Mikra Kodesh. You don't label and designate the day of Yom Kippur as Mikra Kodesh. Automatically it works. What's asked of you? Concludes of Tzadok in the bottom of the right-hand column. All you need to do is to know that I'm in a universe, I'm experiencing a world called Purim. The promise that what? That a Jew, when they take away everything from us, there's an inner essence of a Jew called Purim. There's a Pintaliyah called Purim. That same Pintaliyah that expresses itself on Yom Kippur comes out on Purim and is aware, no matter what the circumstance may be, is aware in a deep way that today is Purim. We'll stop here in the first piece in the Pritzat. Unbelievable piece. The Yitzumo Shel Yom of Purim paralleling the Yitzumo Shel Yom of Yom HaKippur. If you turn to page 3, Rav Tzadok goes a little further in his Resise Laila. In Resise Laila, Rav Tzadok writes as follows. Upurim gam kein miklal, the bottom right-hand corner. Miklal kedusha sazman. It's true. You'll tell me that Purim is a moment of kedusha within time. But Purim operates the same way that the inner essence of the Jew operates. And just like the Kedushas Yisrael is in a state of concealment, and even when we express it, no matter how Jewish you look, no matter how holy you look on the outside, there's a depth of a Jew that's so kadosh that it never comes to the surface. It's always in a state of helm. It's the deepest part of who you are. There's a reality that even the things that we can't see, the efforts that we make that we can't see, says Rav Tzadok, also actually make a difference. And even if you have the reverse, where someone is externally totally disconnected, but be'etzem, he's always connected, and he's never, a Jew is never separated ba'omek libo from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam kedushasam kviyav hakayma. And the kedusha of a Jew is a mitzias. It's kviyav hakayma. You don't have to create it. We try to enhance it. We try to express it. But you don't have to create it. It's a reality. Kviya v'kaima. It just is. And therefore, on Purim, we come to a state called, again, Menucha. Explains our Sadduk. Shekar Menucha v'naicha k'mo Shabbos. It's Shabbosdik. It's Geuladik. Ki kol zman she'odim sarach ishtadlis u'pa'ula, ein lo naicha. Because when a person still feels, I have to do something, he's a little bit agitated, even if he's comfortable with whatever that avodah may be. But if he feels an achrayus to do, he feels that something is taking away my menucha. I'm not in a state of complete yishuv adas. I have a responsibility that's placed upon me. Olam hazeh hu mali tirda. So this world, the world of doing, we feel very overwhelmed. Ukeshemeis, and when a person dies, what does the Gemara always say? Nach nafsheh. His soul finally has menucha. What does that mean? Because Olam Haba is a Yom Shekula Shabbos, a Menucha. Because when a person transcends from this world into the Olam HaNeshamos, right? And Emirat Hashem, when this world turns over and becomes Olam Haba, it's a world where what? Tzadikim Yoshvim. Where Tzadik can finally sit down and take a break, so to speak. Even though he's Yelchum Michael Ochayel, as the Pasuk says, as Chazal explained. Da'ayom la'asosam u'machar l'kabel schar. That today is the time to work and eventually come to a place called Menucha. And yet on Purim, the Jews came to Menucha. Which means they got a taste of Olam Haba. And they got a taste of Kviya V'Kaima, Shabbos Kodesh. And therefore, Shabbos Hume Ein Olam Haba. U'Purim, look where he says, where it's underlined, Purim Gamkin Ein Tzarech Shom Ishtadlos. You don't have to do anything to make Purim great. Purim is great. It's Be'etzem great. You know how many years of my life I hated Purim? A lot. A lot of years of my life I hated Purim. I've liked Purim, I think, now for maybe 3 years. Maybe four. I only started liking Purim 3 or 4 years ago. Someone once came to my house on Purim, a good friend of mine, and he got out of his car. He was all dressed up. He and his wife came to say hello. And he got out of his car, and he looks at me, and he says to me, Purim is the saddest day in the Jewish calendar year. And I was like, oh, finally someone who understands Purim. Finally someone who understands like where I'm holding in Purim. Why? Because Purim was always about disappointments for me. Because I always wanted it to be something more than it was. And it was never good enough. And I never liked Purim for a long time. Until I was mekabel this new derech in Purim. Which is what? You don't need to do anything. You could end up at a Suda, you know, with like that, the family, when all your chevra has like this great chevra Suda together, and you're stuck at some family Suda, some family Purim Suda that feels more like Thanksgiving than Purim, right? And you're thinking, this is a death sentence for me. How am I supposed to have Purim in such a place? Where's my chevra? And I'm not with my Rebbeim, and I'm not in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm not this, and I'm not that. And you feel frustrated by it. Says there's something, I'll read it again. Purim Gamkin Ein Sarich Shur Mishtadlus. To be Makabel Purim Be'etzem. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to arrange the perfect Suda with the perfect Chevra, an exclusive Suda, right? Where like there's like secret messages to knock on the door to like get in. You don't need any of that. You don't need any of that. You don't need any Ishtadlus. The Gam Kishimavusa. When a person is in an intoxicated state on Purim, he's in a world called Adela Yada. He's Davuk B'Hashem Yisbarach. He's connected to Hashem. So he can be sitting around with Jews who are Adalo Yad, and know the first thing about Yiddishkeit. And he feels like, this is Purim, I want to be with my chevra, who's all fired up about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm stuck at some family Suda. Right? Or I'm stuck somewhere where I don't want to be. And Purim's not turning out to be what I wanted it to be. Says of Tzaduk, Adalo Yad, you don't need any Das, you don't need any Ishtadlus. There's something inherent to Purim. There's no Ishtadlus that's required. And the more you're Ishtadl, the more frustrated you'll become. No? True or not true? The more you try to make Purim perfect, the more frustrated you become. Putner in the Pachad Yitzvah, in Ostaf explains a Maimer Chazal. Chazal say, the Rambam brings it La Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch brings it La Halacha. And that is that a person who does Malacha on Purim is not going to see a Siman Bracha from that work. Mishnah Berurah talks about it. What does that mean? You won't see a Siman Bracha? Does it mean that the investment will totally flop? Does it mean just that you'll break even? You won't actually make any profit on it? Whatever it is, efforts on Purim, a person who does malacha, a person who goes to work on Purim, won't see a simen bracha from this. Explains Rav Hutner, what does that mean? So Rav Hutner says, the pasuk in Os Beis, the pasuk of Parashat A tells us, uveracha b'chol asher tasa. You'll be blessed in all that you do. Says Rav Hutner, that is the pasuk that's matir hishtadlus. That there's a mitzias of kol asher tasa. And sometimes, when you have to do, when you have to put in your ishtadlus, Hashem says, I'll bless that, because that's the mitzias of your world. That you have to make efforts at times. But that whole heter of ishtadlus is only what? Is because there's the success of that ishtadlus, I'm sorry, is only because there's a mitzvah.
to do one's ishtadlus. And therefore Hashem says, if it's appropriate to do ishtadlus, so I give you a bracha, Hashem says. They'll be matzliach through your ishtadlus. But what happens if there's no mitzvah to do ishtadlus, and you go above and beyond what's acceptable in your ishtadlus? So then you're outside the realm of mitzvah, and you're outside the realm of bracha. You will not see siman bracha from an ishtadlus that's seen as inappropriate or unnecessary. And therefore, explains in front there on the top of the left-hand side, top line. There's one mitzvah, unlike all the other mitzvahs that require tremendous effort, there's one mitzvah that in the most unusual way we're able to achieve without any effort. There's a mitzvah that we're mekayim with what? Without any hishtal, without any efforts whatsoever. What's the name of that mitzvah? The name of that mitzvah is, says Rav Hutner, Mechias Amalek. Afa pisha chovas Mechias Amalek muteles hi aleinu. Yes, it's true. There has to be a basic responsibility that a Jew feels to try to help Kiviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in destroying Amalek. Mikol makom yesh la betorah panim yaduim hamavim hederish shalos. You know, the Torah at the same time tells us, you're not going to be the one to control Amalek. It can't come from you. Hashem says, yes, timcha. You have to fight Amalek. But there's also Emcha. I will destroy you. I will erase Amalek. You can't erase Amalek. There's only so much you can do. Ukashem sheyashna mitzvah achas. Shenispar shalanu b'tehedya b'torah. B'signal shalheder ishtadlus. Just as you have a mitzvah in the Torah, destroying Amalek, that what? That dafka comes from a lack of ishtadlus. Kamo Kain says, Rav Hutner, where it's underlined. Oso ayom ha-miyuchad l'simchasa shal mitzvah zu. Yesh ba'avka mimahalich ishtadlus. Therefore, Purim, which is a reflection, Purim, which is an expression of that mitzvah of destroying Amalek, also is a day that what? That operates without ishtadlus. And therefore, if all year round, Uvei Rachacha B'chol Asher Taseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you need to do ishtadlus, and I give you a bracha, that your ishtadlus should actually bear fruits. On Purim, ishtadlus is inappropriate. And that's why Chazal say, that kol ha'osa b'malacha, inu roa simin bracha la'olam. A person who tries to what? A person who tries to control. A person who wants to be the one who's fully in control, who wants to do malacha on Purim, both in a simple sense of doing malacha, but in a deeper sense, as Rav Hutner, of trying to make something out of Purim, as opposed to just letting the day be and tapping into the Yitzumo Shoyom, the more frustrated the person becomes. He won't see a siman bracha. Throughout Megillas Esther, you see this. Throughout Megillas Esther, you see the bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the lack of ishtadlus. The lack of ishtadlus, or ishtadlus that was so backwards. And so it's so illogical, right? Great bracha came from that. Why? Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying that I call the shots. And I don't have to write my name in the Megillah for you to know that it's a holy book. That it's a holy sefer. I don't need to do anything. You just sit back. You just try to be with your heart and your mind in the right place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll move around all the pieces. I'll make sure Purim is perfect. Don't try to control it. Don't try to take charge of something that's outside of your domain and your ability. I'll just show you one example in Megillas Esther how this is true. The Gra wrote a commentary that has several parts to it. The Gra in Megillas Esther on page 5. The Gra writes, explaining the pasuk, Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shushan Habira. There was a Jew, and he was in Shushan. What's interesting is the fact that Ahasuerus' kingdom was in Shushan. Traditionally, the line that Ahasuerus was from, Ahasuerus wasn't actually from the royal family, but this the kings, right, of that world of Ahasuerus typically ruled in a place called Elam. And Ahasuerus moved the kingdom, the capital city, to Shushan. How did that come to be? Says the Gra, Kadosh Baruch Hu is literally just toying with the Rishon and moving them around like pawns. Right? The heart of a melech, the pasuk says, is in the hand of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu moves them from place to place to set up the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. Where does Mordechai have to go to work his magic, so to speak, to save Klal Yisrael? Does he have to travel far? Does he have to pick himself up and move from his location? Says the Gra on page 5. The cost of Zos Leiros Gedulas Hashem Yisparach Shu Misavev Sivuvin Lasos Nesli Yisrael. Mordechai didn't have to do anything to get into the right spot for Purim to save Klal Yisrael. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved everything around. Lefishon Mordechai Haya B'Shusha. We know that Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shusha. What does it mean Haya? Explains the Gra. Perisha Haya Kvar. That he was there. He was already there. He was there before Ahasuerus came. And what did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu
took Achashverosh, like a little chess piece, and he decided to move him into position. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put an idea in Achashverosh's head to move the capital city from Elam to Shushan, where Mordechai had been for all this time. And therefore Chazal say in Daf Yutes that a person has to read the entire Megillah. Why do I have to read about Achashverosh setting up his kingdom? Why do I care about the strength of Achashverosh? Because in every single pasuk, there's another aspect of the Nes. And from the beginning of the Megillah, it's telling us Mordechai was in Shushan. Mordechai didn't have to go anywhere. He didn't have to put in too much Hishtadlus. He could sit back, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Achashverosh to him, sent the whole kingdom to him, to bring the Hatzalah to the Jewish people. All we have to do is the Zechira. This Shabbos is called Shabbos Parshas Zachar. And if you look in the writings of Rav Leibler Eger on page 6, in the Torah's Emes, Rav Leibler says in the bottom left-hand corner, why do we call this Shabbos Zachar? Why do we call this the Shabbos of Mechias HaMalik? Explains Rav Leibler, Yesh Lomar, Ha'inyan ki be'emes ein koach mitzad, turning to page 7, Shum pa'ula, va'uv de limchos ha'sazadon ha'sitra'achar. There's nothing you can do to destroy the Sitra Achra entirely. This is not within your ability. You can't fight him on your own, says the Gemara in Sukkah. All you could do is the Zechira. To at least be fully cognizant and aware of the fact that Amalek tries to weaken our hands and tries to get us to stumble. And that we don't have the physical strength. And he quotes the same message that Rav Tzadok quoted. Because they came from the same base medrash for Label and Rav Tzadok. He said, what's the medrash on Chuma? Amri Yisrael, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Anu Yechol and Limchos Es Shema. We can't fight Amalek on our own. Amri HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Maskir Nasa Milamata, Va'ani Mocha Es Shema Milamala. Just do what you can. But don't think that you're going to be able to do everything, because you're not. Your mizu bezeh she'ein b'koch t'latata rak inyan ha'zechira. All we can do is the zechira, like it says in Tehillim. Chapter Kuf Tes. Chapter 109, Yizacher Avon Avosav El Hashem. Just mention things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiviyachol, remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of your desires, of your ritzonos. V'zeh gam kein shebekedushas Purim ein bo shum asiya. You don't have to do anything for Purim. V'adrab, chayiv inish v'chulo ad lo yata. That's the whole nature of this bitul adas. It's that lack of ishtadlus. Romans she'enshum kawach v'seichel pa'ula b'inim mechias amalik. Destroying, and it's so true, you look at the world today, there's so many, amalik's an ideology, it's not only a biological people. You look at all of the amalik in the world today, and the world's trying to figure out, and Klal Yisrael's thinking, how are we going to get rid of all this evil? You don't have to figure it all out. You just have to remember that this is wrong, and this is something that we stand against. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will eventually help us to erase all of this evil from the world. Like a drunk person who can't think for himself. And when we do our part to remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will erase all the negativity. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to go even back in time and take everything that happened in the past that was so painful for Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make it so sweet. Beautiful words of Rav Leibler. And this is the sort of Purim that in any situation a Jew can experience. Purim, a person sometimes feels frustrated he didn't end up at the best Suda. There was one guy who got too drunk and ruined the Purim Suda, right? Maybe you've been in such a place before in your life. There's one guy who was a great Suda, and there's one guy who got a little too out of control and kind of ruined the whole thing for everyone. The whole thing was a big disappointment, right? Baruch Hashem, that should be the biggest disappointment we have. How do you think the Eish Kodesh, the Piyazat Sarebi, Hashem Yom Kom Damo, felt when he was sitting surrounded by the Nazis, trying to tell the Jews to get into Purim? Can you imagine what that simcha must have been like, or not like, at such a time? And yet in the year Tuf Shin, in the writings of the Eish Kodesh, on page 8, he quotes the Tikkun Izzah, that Purim is like Yom Kippur. And he explains so beautifully, just like Yom Kippur is not always fun, but you do what you're supposed to do. You may not be in the mood to fast, you might be hungry, you might be tired, your feet are hurting, and yet that's the avodah of the day, so you're mekabelet ba'ava. So says the Eish Kodesh, you might not be in the mood. He turns to the people. Imagine him actually saying this to the people. not knowing when their lives, chas v'shalom, could be taken. And he says to them, you may not like that mitzvah. You may not be in the mood for mishenichlas adar marbim b'simcha. But Purim is like Yom Kippur. And just like Yom Kippur is not always fun, it's not always, you're not always in the mood for certain aspects of it, and yet you have to be connected to it. Purim is like Yom Kippur. That sometimes you're not in the mood to be so happy on Purim. Maybe it doesn't fit what's going on with your the rest of your life, the rest of the calendar year for you. And yet, there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation to suck it up and to say, I'm going to be besimcha. I'm going to find a way to be besimcha. Even if it's not my ideal situation in my life. And then the P.S.S. writes in the bottom paragraph, V'chein gam mimal l'mat. The same thing works in the opposite direction, from above to below. It's not only the good feelings that we're sending up to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, even when we're not feeling it. K'moshe Yom HaKippurim Yitzum Moshe Yom HaChaper. Afilim lo hishlim kol tshuvaso. Even if you can't do the whole thing, you can't give Yom Kippur, you can't be perfect on Yom Kippur, you want to give it your all, but you feel like I haven't given it 100%, and therefore Yom Kippur didn't work for me. It's not true, says the P.S. Etzner, that the Yitzum Moshe Yom HaChaper, like Shitas Rebbe and Yom HaPehe, like we said a few times already, Kain gam bepurim. Let's say your Purim wasn't as perfect as you wanted it to be. Let's say you're sitting in a concentration camp, Rachmana Litzlan, and you're not so filled besimcha. When many of the members of your family have already gone up in ashes, and you feel my Purim is lacking simcha and it's lacking meaning. There's an itzumo shoyom. There's a reality of the day that's mechaper on its own. Again, there were unique tzaddikim who understood this in a deep way. Last year, they put out a biography of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlat. It's called the Shir HaSayam. And in the section on Purim, in two places, he brings this idea as well. This notion of Yitzum al Shayom. We've seen it in the Rav Tzaduk, we've seen it in the Rav Leibla, we've seen it in the P.S. Etzner. It says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlat, Purim, Yitzum al Shayom poem. V'chayavim livesume. Look how he explains livesume. You think livesume is only about a Jew with a bottle of wine? Livesume means to make the whole world sweet. And how do you make the world into a sweet place? Le'ahov es kol Yisrael, af le'ela shelech ora, yesh lomar le'em ar homun. A Jew who so far, he's so disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you think there is no etzem, there is no pnimius left in him. His essential self has been destroyed. Says Rav Chalap, it's not true. The Yitzum HaShayom unites all of Klal Yisrael. Vein hevdol bein Yisrael liYisrael. Kulam zera beirach Hashem. Vayidei zeh mamtikim kol adinim akashim. Umevasmim es ha'olam bebesamim. The whole world becomes sweetened. And a Jew's relationship with a fellow Jew becomes sweetened through Purim. But why? Because there's an Yitzum HaShayom. And the Jew so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is automatically connected on Purim. Umeirichem reyach shel adasa hi Esther kol ma sheyesh bemistor. And that sweet smell of the Jew emerges from the depths, from the hidden parts, from the hidden recesses of his being. You know, if a person was a real litvak and wanted to steal Purim away from us, when all these great tzaddikim were telling us that nothing in the world can take away Purim from a Jew, so he would say the following: we don't paskin like Rebbe. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva. We don't actually paskin like Rebbe that Yitzum HaShayom is mechaper on Purim. On Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we don't paskin that the day automatically works. It's not how we paskin. So on Yom Kippur, you'll tell me, it's not automatic. It's not 100% do nothing, and Yom Kippur will automatically cleanse you. Okay. It's true. We have to figure that out. Based on some of these Mar Makomos, we have to explain how, in fact, why the Tzaddikim were telling us that there is an aspect, even though we don't paskin that way, there is a reality of Yitzum HaShayom mechaper on Yom Kippur. But on Purim, there's no machlokas. And I was so thrilled when I found this last year. We turned to page 10. In a little comment along the side of the page, in the column along the side of the page, it's from the same sefer, the Shir HaSayam, the biography of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlat. He writes as follows. Last year when I came to IU on Purim, for the Purim Chagiga, I typed this up, and I printed out little like tickets that had this little statement from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, and I was handing them out to people on Purim. Because a Jew needs to know how we paskin on Purim. On Yom Kippur, you're right. We may not paskin like Rebbe, that Yitzum HaShayom is mechaper. But says Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlat, Ve'af al pi shev Yom HaKippurim, yesh machlokes im Yitzum HaShayom is mechaper. Be'purim akol modim shi Yitzum HaShayom mechaper. On Purim, there's no machlokes. We all paskin this way. That there's an Yitzum HaShayom. And that's why Yom Kippur is secondary to Purim. It's Yom Kippur. That Purim is even greater because you don't have to do, mamish don't have to do anything. And automatically this Jew is transformed by Purim. All you need to do is just be aware that it's Purim. Just know that I'm in a world called Purim. I don't have to bring anything to it or take anything from it actively. I just have to immerse myself in that world. Like Rabbi Amar always quotes from Sfas Emes. I never saw it inside. I could never find it. But the Sfas Emes apparently says, Mishenichnas Adar. Marim Nesimcha, Rabbi Amar Shlita always says, Mishenichnas Adar, just let Adar, Mishenichnas. Where does Adar enter? Enters into you. When you just let Adar into you, says the Sfas Emes. Just be open to let Purim in. You don't have to try to control it. You don't have to make it into something. And this explains a fascinating question about Purim. I saw just this year in the Eretz Tzvi on Moadim, Rav Aryeh Tzvi Fromer, the Kozhik lover, one of the great Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chach Lublin. So he asks an interesting question in his writings on Purim. He says, if everything that we said is true, that Purim is not going to be bottle in the future, he says, I have a following Shiloh. When it comes to the mitzvah of matanos le'evyonim, it's not enough to just give money to any poor person. It's matanos le'evyonim. There's a halachic definition of an evyon. An evyon is a Jew who's poorer than an ani. Came into locus of matanos le'aniyim, rak le'evyonim. Ve'evyon dal yoser me'ani. As it says in Rashi, in Chumash Devar and Perek Tesvav. So says the Kashuk lover, so if I need to give money on Purim to an Evyon. So he says, I have the following question. The Medrash in Mishlei tells us that Purim is not going to be batel la'asilavo. And yet, there's also a talk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when a Jew does what's right, meaning, when we enter into that rarefied state, and that rectified state of Geula, of the future, when the Jews act the way a Jew is supposed to act, the Torah promises us, also there, in Devarim Perek Tesvav, Efes ki lo yebecha Evyon. There's not going to be any Evyon. There's a promise that when Jews act proper, there's not going to be poor people on the madrig of Evyon. So it says the Kashuk lover, steer me obey. How could it be that Purim lasts forever? If in that world of forever there's not going to be an Evyon, how are we going to do matanos le'evyonim? Good question, huh? Mamash, a good question. There's not going to be Evyonim. Seems like Purim can't exist in the future. But based on Rav Tzadok, it's posh what the answer is. What's the answer, Rabbi Hosein? Based on Rav Tzadok, right, the answer is that Purim, yes, it's true. Right now, Purim comes with mitzvos. But that's not what the Purim of the future is. And that's not what the essence of Purim is right now. Purim is not about the outer expressions of Purim. It's not about Mikra Megillah. And it's not about Matanos Le'evyonim. It's not about the Suda. It's not about Mishloach Manos. Those are all parts of the day. But that's all secondary to the etzem of Purim. And therefore, in the future, when it says that Purim will continue to exist, Purim be'etzem will continue to exist. It's right. It's correct. There will not be matanos le'evyonim in the future. Because there aren't going to be evyonim in the future. But the essence of Purim will continue forever. And I think that's the answer based on Rav Tzadok. And I saw in the Sefer Daf al Hadaf, which is a nice Likud Sefer, on the various Masechtos in Bava Mesia, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, he gives the same answer. He answers it based on this Rav Tzadok. Based on Rav Tzadok, the etzem of Purim will remain, and it's not a shaila that there's not going to be matanos le'evyonim in the future. And there's a taste of that now. There's a little bit of that we experience already bizman hazeh. That again, as much as we do have those mitzvos hayom at this time, in the future we're going to have just the essence of Purim. And even now, as we experience those mitzvos, the mitzvos themselves are not the essence of the day. Where do we see such an idea? In the Torah Samus, again, we've labeled on page 12. Baruch Mordechai Yehudi, Baruch Hu Lashon Makor. Like the source from which all other things emerge. Romeis shekedushas apurim, he bechinas mekor v'shor shekedushas kol hashana. Lachain ein bepurim shum mitzvah chadash miuchedes. Rav Leibel makes an amazing hara. He says, what is the defining mitzvah of Purim? What would you say? What's the unique thing about Purim? You'll say, what? Matanos Le'evyonim is the unique thing. The Suda is the unique thing. Kriyas Megillah is the unique thing. Says Rav Leibla, Kamo b'chol moed. And my all other Yom Tovim, Sheyesh b'chol moed mitzvah chadasha. Every moed has its unique expression. Purim doesn't have such a thing. For example, on Pesach there's a kezias of matzah. That's unique. You don't find that anywhere else. B'sukkis you have a sukkah, you have dalaminim. That's unique. You don't find that anywhere else. Aval b'purim ain shum mitzvah chadasha miuchedes. Purim doesn't have any entirely new mitzvah. Adraba, ha mitzvah hirak, mishta v'simcha, lis'aneg l'smach. That's a new thing. Mishta v'simcha is a new thing. We always have mishta v'simcha. Asuda on Yom Tov, that's always part of the Yom Tov. Gam, ha mishloach manos, umatanos levyone, noeg b'chol hashana. Really? Where do we see that? He says, the Magen Avraham explains that we don't say a shechiyanu, a separate shechiyanu, a mishloach manos, umatanos levyone, because there's always a mitzvah to give tzedakah. And there's always a mitzvah to reach out and to show achdus and love towards a fellow Jew. Right? So what is the defining characteristic of Purim, says Rav Leibler? And again, I think it's the same answer that we keep coming back to. That all of these things, which are expressions of Purim, are not the essence of Purim. Hashem didn't want to give a special mitzvah that expresses Purim. Because Purim is the Yom Tov that a person is Mekayim B'li Ishtadlus. That a person is able, again, that he doesn't need to have an awareness of that specific Nekuda that defines Purim. Because there's not that one Nekuda that defines Purim. And I'll show you how far this goes. Chazal take it so far, if you turn to page 13, the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Gimel and Aleph, which again, Emir Hashem, will learn more B'Iyan on Sunday. But the Gemara says, Medina u Medina, the ear of the ear. It explains a drasha to explain why the Megillah says Medina Medina, why it says ear va'ir. So now the Gemara says Mishpacha ulu Mishpacha Maya. So why does the Megillah say that Mishpacha Mishpacha, every family has to be part of Purim? Says the Gemara, what does it come to teach? Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Lahevi Mishpachas Kahuna Leviyah Shemavatlan Avodasam Nuvan Lishma Mik Megillah. It comes to teach us that Kohanim, Bavodasam, Leviyim, in their Shira, everyone has to stop their Avoda, whatever you're doing, stop it, to come and to hear Kriyas HaMegillah. And it quotes a Braisa, Tanya Amihachi, says the same thing. And then the Gemara goes further and it says, Mikan Samchu Shal Beis Rebbe, Shemavalin Talmud Torah, Uvan Lishma Mikra Megillah. That we stop learning, and we shut down the Beis HaMikdash, to come to Purim. Why? And again, I think the answer is exactly this, the Yesod of Rav Tzadok. Because even the most valuable things that we have as Jews, the most holy and most important mitzvahs that we have, Talmud Torah, the Avodas HaMikdash, even that has to stop. Why? Because on Purim there has to be a complete bittul hishtadlus. That even the greatest, most meaningful things that a Jew does, day in and day out, have to be put aside for Purim. How many people could comfortably get into a bed on Purim and sleep away Purim? How many of us could actually do such a thing? And yet the Rama suggests, in Tafresh Sadihei, for a person who doesn't want to become overly intoxicated on Purim, he says it's not necessary to get so drunk, says the Rama Tafresh Sadihei, Simen Beis, where the Mechaber quotes that a person should drink to the point that he doesn't know Beit Araham and Levarach Mordechai, writes the Rama on the top of the left-hand side, V'yesh Orm De'ein Tzarech L'shtaker Kol Kach, El Yishter Yoser Milimudo, drink a little more than usual, so if you never drink wine during the week, so drink one cup of wine, Vayishan, and go to sleep. Take a nap. Based on a Maharil, says the Rabbah, get into bed, go to sleep on Purim, and in your sleepy state, you'll also not know the difference between Araham and Baruch Mordechai. So how many people can get into bed on Purim, take a good nap on Purim, and not feel like they're missing out on Purim? Most of us would feel just, this is, what do you mean? Who could sleep on Purim? There's so much to do. There's so much to accomplish. So many experiences to have. I'm going to get into bed and close my eyes and go into a sleepy state on Purim? And the answer the Ramah says is yes. Because a person who understands that there's a nitzumo shel yom, that there's something essential to the day, that doesn't require any effort, it doesn't require your Talmud Torah, and again, we should learn on Purim. I'm not saying we shouldn't learn on Purim. I'm just trying to help us to understand what the essence of the day is. That there's a notion of mevatlin Talmud Torah, v'an l'shma mekir Megillah. And there's a notion of mevatlin the avoda. The Mevatlin, the Kohanim, the Leviim, the Shvachas, Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim. Everyone comes to hear the Megillah. That a person can take a nap on Purim and not feel that he's missing out on anything. Because he's tapped into the Yitzumo Shoyom. So the Maisa, at the end of the day, what exactly is the Avodah of Purim? The Avodah of Purim is just to be there. Like Rav Tzadok told us. Nizkar Menasim. Osim Es Yom Arbasar Ves Yom Chamishasar. To literally just allow yourself to be there. To be fully there. And not to be worrying where else I could be on Purim. Wherever you are, just to be in the moment. And to enjoy the Etzem Kedushas Hayom. In the Majlis Rebbe's writings on page 15 in the Divrei Yisrael, in Parashat Mishpatim, he says that when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai, the Pasuk says, Alei Elai Hahara Veheyesha, come up the mountain and be there. So says the Majlis Rebbe, why does it have to say Veheyesha? Come up the mountain and be there? If I came up the mountain, then I am there. Why does it have to say Veheyesha? It's miutar, he says, it's extra. So he quotes a famous teaching from the Baal Shem Tov. We alluded to it earlier this week in the Sichos Haran Shir, that the place that a person's mind is, that's where he is. Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you could come up Har Sinai, you could be standing in the most lofty and elevated place in the world, and yet you're not fully there. So Hashem says, I want you to physically come up the mountain, but also Vehayesham, and be there, mentally be there. Be there fully, not just in body, be there in mind, be there in spirit. Be fully there. Because if your mind is elsewhere, if you're sitting at one Purim Suda, you're thinking, maybe I should be at a different Purim Suda. If you're dancing at one Purim Chagiga, you're thinking I should be with a different Chevra, in a different Yeshiva, by a different Rebbe, by a different Tzaddik. Right? So that a person is not experiencing Purim Bechlal. He's outside of Purim. Because his mind is not there. Alei Alei Ahara, come up the mountain, Vehayesham, and just be there. Just be Makabal, experience the Yitzumul Shoyom. He tells a story that one time, tells from his grandfather that one time a chassid was traveling to his grandfather for Shabbos, and he knew he couldn't stay very long after Shabbos because he needed to be by the big marketplace, the fair. So he came to the Rebbe on Erev Shabbos to say Shalom Aleichem, that he's here for Shabbos, and he was already planning that when he has to leave, when a person leaves the tzaddik, a rabbi, he's supposed to say Shalom Aleichem to get a birchas preda, parting ways, and he already decided in his mind. He's already decided, as he's just arriving for Shabbos, he's already figuring out, he's cheshbonning out when he's going to leave on Motzei Shabbos or early Sunday morning, and now he's not going to have time to come to the Rebbe because he needs to travel, blah, 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 blah. He has a whole cheshbon worked out. Comes to the Rebbe to give him a Shalom Aleichem, and the Rebbe says, you can go home. You can go home. You're not eating by me this Shabbos. And he was very taken aback. He says, Rebbe, what did I do wrong? He says, you're not here already. Your mind's already in the marketplace that's coming up this Tuesday. So if you're going to be here, you have to be here. And he said this part, Ve'ayesham. Alei alei ar ve'ayesham. If your mind is already somewhere else, if you're already cheshbening out before you even arrive, when you're going to leave, and what's next, so then don't be here. That's not the type of experience I want someone to have when they come to be with me for Shabbos. Ve'ayesham. To allow the Simchas Purim to just be. Like the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The great Simcha that was experienced in the Beis HaMikdash. We find such a funny statement about Hillel. Hillel, who we know throughout Shas, he was a tremendous Anav. And yet Hillel says about himself, by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, on Source 16, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that Hillel used to say, by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Im ani kan hakol kan. If I'm here, then everyone's here. Hillel, a bit haughty. If you're there, then it's a party. If Hillel's not there, if Hillel's not by your Purim Suda, it's not a Purim Suda. Im ani kan hakol kan. What does it mean? So in the Machamas Yehuda, Rav Mordechai Yehuda Lubar was a Chashev Talmud in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. And then he settled in the Lower East Side. He wrote a famous Sefer on Kadshim called Machamas Yehuda. And after his Petira, his children put out his writings on Chumash and the Moadim. So in the second volume, which has Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Devarim, and some of the Moadim, by Sukkot, he addresses this question. He said, what was Hillel saying? Im ani kan hakol kan, if I'm here, then everyone's here. He explains as follows, V'yesh lo'om b'zeh. He explains based again on this Yesod of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that's found in so many of the writings of the Tamid of Baal Shem. B'makum shmach shavasa shal adam shamu kula. Wherever your mind is, that's where you are. Ulefi zeh gam kasher adam nimtza b'makum imach shavasa v'daito mishotetes b'makum acher harei eno nimtza sham. If you're already cheshbening where you're going to be next when you're first coming to the Rebbe for Shabbos, then you're not there. If you're already thinking, what's my next stop on Purim? And I'm not able to even enjoy where I am in this particular moment because I'm already up to the next stage. Then you're not there. Then you haven't experienced it. V'yeser al-kein, Chazal say that there's a comparison between a shul and a base knesses, a base medrash, to a mikvah. The same way that a mikvah requires full immersion to be fully there, so too, a person comes to base medrash. Don't think about what else I could be learning. Think about what you're learning. Don't think about what other shir I could be in. Think about the shir that you're in. Think about the mesechta that you're in. Don't allow your mind to stray into something else. And he explains at the end of the piece, this is what Hillel meant. Hillel was being mechazik himself. Im ani kan, if I want to be here, then hakol kan, then I need to be fully here. Because if even one bit of me is not here, he explains the Melchamas Yehuda, explains Hillel Azakin, if one bit of me, if one bit of my machshava is bachutz, is traveling somewhere else, then I'm not really here. And then I'll never experience that true awesome simcha of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And it's the same exact thing by Simchas Purim. If you're not going to allow yourself to just be there and experience the Itzumo Shoyom, then you're not going to be able to tap in to the Simcha of Purim. I want to just conclude with the words of the Mohr V'Shemesh. The Mohr V'Shemesh says something, it's hard to understand. We'll just read one line. The Mohr V'Shemesh quotes again this Medrash that we've been working on, this Medrash in Mishlei, that Purim is not going to be Batel. And therefore he says that Amir Tashem, if we can be Zochet to come to that world of Lasid Lavo, where Purim will continue to live on, it's not just that today we have Shabbos, which is a taste of Olam Haba, Yom Shekula Shabbos. But says the Mor V'Shemesh, we're longing to come to a day that's Kula Purim. What does that mean, that's Kula Purim? A time period when a Jew is drunk permanently. What does it mean, a Yom Shekula Purim? A Yom Shekula Shabbos, I understand. What's a Yom Shekula Purim? The answer is a day that's Kula Etzem. That it's entirely rooted in essence. That there's nothing superficial about it. Where a person's able to just be in the place that he's supposed to be. And I'll show you a beautiful remez that I just found this morning in the Or Yitzhar. The Or Yitzhar is Rav Uri Landman. I'm not sure exactly who he is. He writes beautiful Sfarim on Moadim. I recently bought his Sefer. I found it at a used Sfarim sale, his Sefer on Esther. Beautiful, beautiful Ramazim. He says a great remez. He says on this Pasuk, V'yemei Purim will never stop being by the Jewish people. He says there are four different terms that we use for the various time periods throughout the year that give us that spiritual high. We have a term called Mo'adim, we have a term Zmanim, regalim, chagim, all of these things, these checkpoints throughout our calendar where a Jew tries to get a little bit back to who he's supposed to be. But he says, Lasad Lavo, there's just Pur. And therefore he says that Mo'adim, Zmanim, Regalim, and Chagim is Gematria Esther. Because we're going to trade in all of those. We're going to put down our lulav. We're going to put down our pisa matzah. We're going to put down all of, again, these things, these unique mitzvahs that express a certain aspect of Yom Tov. And we're going to attach ourselves to that world that's Kula Purim, where it doesn't have a special mitzvah on its own. It doesn't have a singular expression of what it is. So I want to end with the final source, a kavanah from the Belz Rebbe. Something the Belz Rebbe used to do on Yom Kippur, and I want to offer this as an eitzah for each of us on Purim. To just experience Purim in the most simplistic way. It's brought in the Sefer Otzorseim Shel Tzadikim on page 713. Pam achas biyom hakadosh histovev asar shalom mibelza bechedro halach v'chazur. One time the Belz Rebbe was walking back and forth in his room. V'shov l'toch piv avir malo reosav nafach v'hichnis od apam v'kach hayosa meshech zman shoif v'noshef shoif v'noshef b'koras ruach ha'odam ha'shoif ruach tzach b'rosh har. The Belz Rebbe was walking around, pacing around. This was on Yom Kippur. And he was taking these deep breaths. And he would do it again. And he would do it again. And he was walking around on Yom Kippur, taking these deep breaths, as if a person was, again, in the pure and rarefied air of a mountaintop. Kasher Haven Shemekoravav Tmei Malkach. When the Sarshalom of Belz saw that people thought he was acting a little strange with the heavy breathing on Yom Kippur, he's Rilahem. Ki yom ze gadol v'nora asher lefi das Rebbe, according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, yom ha-pehei, Shruas, Yud Gimel, on Yom Kippur, etzem ha-yom mechaper af b'li tshuva. That on Yom Kippur, something descends on the world, a world called Yom Kippur, that works automatically. It just exists. V'afilo aveiros ha-nasim b'yom ha-kippur, mitzumo sh'yom mechaper. And on Yom Kippur, you don't have to do anything. And therefore, this is what the Belz Rebbe said. Himke, Omar, ani mishtoke lishof el kirbi meruach hayom yoser v'yoser. I want to just breathe in the day of Yom Kippur. But again, we pointed out, Yitzumos Yom Bechaper, we don't pass it like Rebbe. It says Rebbe Yaakov Moshe Chalap, on Purim, Akol Modim. On Purim, everyone agrees that Yitzumos Yom is Bechaper. So just take a few minutes on Purim morning. Maybe you'll get to Vasikin, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll get to a great Suda, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll experience the great joy of Purim, and maybe you'll have too many tests coming up next week, and you won't. But just take a minute and pause, and breathe in the air of Purim. Just suck in into your lungs, right, a little bit of the Yitzumos Shel Yom. Just taste a little bit of the sweetness of what Purim is. And then Amir Hashem will be zocha, like Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap said, to be unified through the Yitzumos Shel Yom, that every Jew will come together and it will bring a tremendous reach, a beautiful scent of besamim to the entire world. With that beautiful smell, that reach shel Mashiach that the Navi describes to see the Gula Shleima of Meherah B'Yameinu.